I've never really been the sort to go for extremely hardcore humiliation games. I like sensual humiliation much better. I think of humiliation as something that ebbs and flows, like the waves of the ocean. There's no need for a tsunami of shame and humiliation when the slow erosion of self that happens over time, just through the relentless wash of water, will do the same thing. I'm not going to bust out the really hardcore humiliation on you right out of the gate. That'd be the tsunami and destruction of self approach, and I'm much sweeter than that. Honest. Sensual humiliation games are more fun for me because it's more of a game of wits. Finding the things that embarrass you and make you blush, and then circling that point around and around, slowly building up to a crashing crescendo of shame and humiliation. Oh, yes. You're my bitch in that moment, helpless in my hands, slave to my voice and utterly incapable of stopping the crumble of your will and ego. And with every iota of embarrassed humiliation, you get harder and harder, more and more turned on, utterly lust-filled, and lacking the ability to slow down or stop yourself. The key to a really good humiliation scene is knowing what makes you squirm. You're going to tell me the most embarrassing details of your life. The first time you got hard when a girl smiled at you. The first time you realized girls were laughing at you and it turned you on. The most recent incident, too. All the dirty details you're going to spill. All of them. That time you met a cute woman and danced with her, and she asked you to go home with her, and you came in your pants right then, making a huge wet spot for everyone to see, and she laughed in your face, and you were so embarrassed and humiliated in public. Oh, that hasn't happened yet? Don't worry. It will. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.